So now an update on a story that we've been following closely, John, and
not
some
a happy
might say
story.
For yeah. too long we've been following it. That's because the Senate has failed yet again to approve the nearly $1.25 billion that's owed to black farmers.
Under a court order that
yeah,
the Congress
that is correct.
Has been forced to pay.
Right.
But they're
and
not
yet,
doing it. They're defying
not. This
it.
Is the seventh time that they've failed to approve these funds in recent week. That's according to the National Black Farmers Association. And you, just as a reminder, this settlement stems from a dispute between the Department of Agriculture and minority farmers over accused racial discrimination.
A long-standing pattern of racial discrimination.
Exactly. And
contracts.
The courts say there was proof that there was racial discrimination, and the Congress now owes restitution. Here's John Boyd. He's president of the National Black Farmers Association.
They went through hell. They went through living hell. We lost land. We lost our livelihoods, our way of life.
Joining us now, welcome back to Gary Grant, president of the Black Farmers and Agriculturalists Association. Gary, I think last time I said that I was very sorry to be talking to you about this again. And
so
here we are.
Here we are again talking about it one more time. And I'm sure that this will not be the last time that we'll have to address this issue now and in the future.
I don't want to hear that. I want to hear that the eighth time's a charm, Gary.
Well, we would love to have heard that the first time was the charm. And certainly having this aggravation of eight times trying to get a bill passed, trying to get something that the courts have ordered taken care of, trying to get something that can help move this country forward towards more racial harmony, and our senators continue to think that for some reason, evidently, that black farmers and evidently black citizens in this country still are not first-class citizens.
Well, let me ask you about where the delays are coming from. Both the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi say it's the fault of the Republicans. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
The Republicans in the Senate have rejected over and over again any legislation that has had the Pickford settlement in it.
But here is Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who says that's not true.
The government has an obligation to fund the settlement, and Congress must act to provide relief for these claimants and do it quickly. We should be getting this resolved.
Okay.
Grassley understands there's a real obligation here, it seems like.
Right. So, Gary, who's at fault here?
Good question. It seems that it's the Republicans who keep raising the issue of whether or not the funds are, what do you call it, paid for. And our understanding is that they have found where the money could come from and the offsets would be in place and that it would not cost the country any additional funds. I still maintain that the citizens of this country should be very disturbed that citizens of the country have been discriminated against and cannot recoup from what they have lost. I mean, we will never recoup all that we have lost, and that they need to talk to their senators about this as well. Everybody is struggling, and if people have been in limbo for now over 10 years, and not to mention the 30, 40 years prior to that black farmers were being mistreated, but now that you've been out there in limbo for another 10 years or so, how is there any justice for us? It didn't take this long for the 9/11
restitution
victims to be and their families to be compensated. So what's the problem that you have a court order saying
right.
you have done these people wrong? Why?
Well, we'll
why
see. Maybe the eighth time will be the charm. That's Gary Grant, president of the Black Farmers and Agriculturalists Association.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.